Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going.
And we are here with Kathleen Ott, who is the bi-regional administrator for the Administration for Community Living, otherwise known as ACL. And just before we started, went to the break, Otto and Kathleen were talking about this robotic dog and the need for people to have some sort of companionship. And I don't mean companionship as a robotic dog will ever take the place of a human. So don't misinterpret what I'm saying, but it's something to pass time, so to speak, whether it's TV, or the radio, et cetera. And Otto was talking about Alexis and wanted to say something. So let's go to Otto.
Well, as you know, I've been pushing the idea of something like an Alexa, because I think there's so many things that can be done. You know, Alexa, play Perry Como, or Alexa, call my daughter, or Alexa, you know, whatever you feel like asking Alexa, she'll say something or he'll say something. And it's kind of like a robotic pet in a way. You could treat Alexa like a collie if you want, you know. It's a way that I believe that you don't feel completely isolated. Somebody can talk back to you and entertain you, if you will. What's your thoughts with that?
Kathleen, before you answer that, Kathleen, I have to jump in and do a personal sharing. My Noah, who is my six-year-old grandson, he's my second out of six, they have Alexa in their bathroom. He dances in the shower, and he's yelling to Alexa to change the song. And I'm in there, and I videoed him once, and then I said, I can't do this. He has nothing on, and I'm videoing him in the shower, dancing to the new tune he wants from Alexa. But go ahead, Kathleen.
Well, no, that's a great story. I'm reminded as Otto is speaking about the movie that was out a couple of years, well, many years ago. I believe it was called Castaway. Tom Hanks mm-hmm. actually started this. And if you remember, he too was socially isolated on an island, and all of a sudden a volleyball comes up, and I can't recall the name of the volleyball.
Wilson,
of course. So he named Wilson, and he had conversations with Wilson, and that is what kept him sane, if you will, on that island. It's that human touch, or at least that human expression that we find that we all need, that connectivity of something to give us focus and to give us an opportunity to share. That's what's been really challenging about this pandemic, is that people have lost that ability to have the human touch. But these robotic pets fill a need. And again, they really have been a lifesaver for many people, much like Wilson was for Tom Hanks. It's just really, there's a lot of analogy there.
It's very funny, because I did see that movie, and mm-hmm. Tom Hanks won the Academy Award that year. And I thought the movie was no good. I didn't think he was any good. Now you, honestly, I mean it sincerely, but now what you just brought up is so empowering. I was like, that was a powerful movie. I never looked at it from that perspective. But that basketball or whatever it was saved his life.
It did. And we're finding little things like that. And I'll tell you a couple of things more. Many times caregivers who are providing care in the home, they need that little extra help, like Alexa or something to help them. We have on our website a full cadre of resources for caregivers, one of which is a fidget blanket, which I had never heard of until the pandemic. But for caregivers who are providing care to people who may have some dementia, these fidget blankets are blankets that you can, again, purchase on Amazon, and little creative ideas around each block. So people are engaged, they're focused, and the caregiver gets a little bit of a respite. Again, all kinds of wonderful, innovative products and services are coming forward. But I just want to compliment Otto and you too, John, because you're right. Nothing replaces human beings. Nothing replaces human services. And while we're in this pandemic, and know that perhaps someday it will end, that our reality will be different, we never really want to forget that human services are really very much important, as much important as health services in the long run.
Yeah, that's an interesting differentiation that human services, I noticed in your recap that you sent out, versus health services. I think we overlook that a lot of times.
We do. And Otto, I would also tell you, our city and county governments have taken for granted that home delivered meals will always continue. And then when we had this pandemic, our governor in the state of New York actually said that people who deliver meals, many of them are volunteers, people who deliver meals should be designated as an essential worker. And all of a sudden, our Area Agency on Aging staff members, as well as those volunteers, were given a higher recognition because the value of their work, of human services work, was now deeply appreciated. So I think, again, there are some wonderful lessons learned from this pandemic, and I think that is truly one of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Otto was going to say something. What I wanted to do
I was just breathing.
Thank God for Otto breathing. no, actually, and the reason I was pointing and thinking of Otto is one of the things that was brought up is connecting, reconnecting to your roots. And Otto, and that's why I was going Otto in my mind. I'm already at 5 minutes ahead on this conversation. That's Otto's forte. I mean, Otto has put together books and pictures, and he's taken the pictures and digitized them. And has done such work that is so tremendous that at a time like this, and he did it prior to this has nothing to do with Corona. This is an Otto project. Otto doesn't exist without projects. no, which is 100%. That's an admirable trait. I'm having trouble with words today. But it's very true. But even at a time like this is when a person can go into the attic and bring down some of the folders and go through them and say, my God, look at this picture.
Well, you know, in the past, we've talked about this. First of all, you have to have the will to want to do it. If you don't have the will to want to do it, it's not going to happen. And then you have to understand that this doesn't happen in 5 minutes. This stuff takes time. And I've been working on it for years. And you do like the story about eating the elephant one bite at a time. And this is a time with COVID right now where those kinds of things can be done, you know, as opposed to sitting in a chair doing nothing. It's a time where you can do things that may be beneficial to other people in the long haul. You know, all these pictures, I'm thinking someday I'm not here. Maybe my great grandchildren's children or whatever might look at these things and say, wow, who was that screwball that put all these things together back in those days? You know, and maybe, as a matter of fact, part of what I do is I call this thing called a hodgepodge, which is really a hodgepodge of stuff that goes on up here. And COVID right now is one that I want to add to it. It's a piece of history that is probably one of the more complicated, more difficult times in my lifetime, and I've been around for a while. You know, it's something that shouldn't be forgotten too easily. We do tend to forget what took place in the past and redo it all over again. You know, we went through things like this before. This isn't the first time in the history of the world that a COVID or pandemic has existed. And, you know, how do we get people to not forget, you know? I don't know. I don't have a magic answer to that one, but it would be good if we did.
Well, you're right. And again, it just underscores that need for that human touch, staying involved, interested in your community, giving back to your community. So many volunteers have come down with COVID-19. We actually in New York have lost some of our older adults who were volunteers delivering meals or taking people to medical appointments because they contracted the disease. But that interest in staying active, giving back to your community and really feeling a purpose in life is really what makes a worthwhile life to live. And I think that, Otto, you're right. If we don't take the time to look at what this pandemic has given us in terms of the good and the bad, but be able to capture it, you know, we'll be better for the next go around. And this could last for a while, as we all know. So we're learning things, we're documenting things. And that's why at ACL, we're really focusing on state innovation. And again, it bears repeating because it's earned and it's deserved. New York and New Jersey have paved the way for the nation on some of the things that they're doing, which is keeping the people engaged in their community. You know, phone banks, calling people, making sure people are still doing great. An active telephone visitor program is essential to keep people engaged in their community. So I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's something that we all need, but especially as we grow older. Keep focused, keep giving back to your community.
You know, just a different story. I read something the other day in reference to houses. And you have a brick house, which is supposed to be very strong, and you can have a wood house. And it went to the houses in Greece. And the houses in Greece are painted every year. And some of them are made of junk, but it makes no difference because they're painted and taken care of every year. And the maintenance is what keeps it going. And it's the same thing with human relationships. If I don't call Otto for a year, we're going to break contact. I see Otto basically every week. And over the last year, Otto and I have a relationship. But it's worked. There's no question about it. Now we don't see each other because of this. But when this is finally over and there's some things in my life that are over, we're going to be partying. Him and I are going to Las Vegas probably with Christina. And Dan, the four of us are going to get on a plane, whatever, that hangover movie.
You know, that's another thing. The truth. But there are some people that no matter how hard you try to get them to make a phone call or, you know, it just doesn't work. You know, I can't.
Yes,
I mean, in some cases, it's just who we are. We're different people, all of us. But then every now and then you have to kind of push yourself to do something that maybe is not in your natural comfort zone. And frankly, some people maybe are happy without that. I don't know. And that's the way it is. I mean, that's what makes the world go around. And then there are other people that are on the pity pot where, you know, poor me. And, you know, everybody's gone through stuff in life. And, you know, that most people really don't care when you're on a pity pot, to be blunt about it.
Well, that's true, Otto. And we had a very concerning headline that appeared in the Chicago News about 5 weeks ago, where people who stayed at home because of the pandemic, they didn't reach out to family, nor did anyone reach into them. They found these people dead. And this is not just one or two cases. So the opposite of the interaction could be death as it relates to people who socially isolate and they don't have family members. And again, that is what drives all of our volunteers to prohibit that, to keep people engaged. And they're really saints, if you will, because they, through their own adversity, are continuing to give back. And ultimately, what we know from science is that it helps them mentally as well.
The most important thing is there's many, many opportunities for families to get together and come up with some creative ways to enjoy themselves and each other. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to go through these things. But right now, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.